Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen, and now it's time to hear the calls of the best plays of the past week. And I love this part of the show because you really get a feel for the excitement of the games being played around the league. Our Joe Tolleson puts together the highlight package and leads off with young Jordan Staal of the Pittsburgh Penguins with another first in his rookie season.
Looking for the puck of the Penguins. Can they spring it free? And they will. Malkin comes hurriedly up the right side. Caverly has nothing left on the tank. They come back. Malkin drop past to Staal. Here he turns around a man. Looks, shoots, scores! Jordan Staal gets the hat trick! And the Pittsburgh Penguins win it in overtime, 6-5. And ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building.
And Sam, Jordan Staal left the building not only with the game-winning overtime goal, but as the youngest player in NHL history to record a hat trick. Mike Lang had the call on the Penguins Hockey Network. Staal was 18 years, 153 days, 32 days younger than Jack Hamilton was on December 4th, 1943, when he scored four goals for Toronto against the Rangers. Bill Guerin knows a thing or seven about hat tricks.
Back to way Witt, go over to the far side to Walker into traffic to Guerin. He scores! Have you got a hat? Throw it at your radio. Bill Guerin, a hat trick. And the St. Louis Blues get another goal. Bill Guerin has scored his third goal of the hockey game.
Chris Kerber on KTRS in St. Louis as Guerin had the Blues' first three goals of the game. Problem was, San Jose already had six. Still, Guerin's seventh career hat trick means he joins Brendan Shanahan and Pierre Turgeon as the only active players to score a hat trick with four different teams. Jay Bobeister had the only goal for Florida in Montreal, but it was enough for Eddie the Eagle.
Bonk moves in. The feed in front, Bajan shorthanded. What a stop by Belfour! Now up the far boards, Koivu centering pass out in front. Shot saved by Belfour on Latondras, and he'll hold on. 36 and a half left. The Eagle came up large.
Steve Goldstein on WQAM in Miami as Ed Belfour made 29 saves for his first shutout in nearly 3 years, but the 76th of his career, which ties him with Tony Esposito for eighth on the all-time list. When the Penguins hit the ice, the only question is which youngster will be the star that night.
Coming slowly to the blue line. Now gets the motor going. Coming to the net. Goes to the backhand. He shoots and scores as he beats Javi Moulin like a rented mule. And the Penguins have won the shootout. And they win the game here tonight in Pittsburgh. Final score, the Penguins 5 and the Hawks 4.
Mike Lang again on the Penguins Hockey Network as Evgeny Malkin not only clinched the 2 points in the shootout, but he had forced the extra session against Chicago by scoring the tying goal late in the third period. Sammy Salo's the go-to guy for Vancouver.
Here come the Canucks. Salo up the left wing. Cook moving in. Centers. Salo. Deeks. Scores! Sammy Salo, his third overtime goal of the year, and the Canucks defeat Minnesota 3-2. They're back into first place in the Northwest Division.
John Shorthouse on the Canucks Radio Network as Salo joins Scott Niedermayer and Yoni Pitkinen as the only defenseman to score three overtime winners in a single season. Finally, they say home is where the heart is, but for the Flyers, the Wachovia Center was where they were getting their hearts ripped out and stomped on. You had to go back to November 24th to find the last Philly win on home ice before Simone Gagné finished off St. Louis in overtime. Tim Saunders had the call on WIP in Philadelphia.
Back to Zhitnik. Now Forsberg left circle. To Zhitnik with a one-timer through traffic. Loose puck. Gagné. He scores! And it's over. The Flyers win it in overtime. And Philadelphia puts an end to their 13-game winless string at home. It's the final score. The Flyers beat the Blues 4-3.
Sam, great goals, great saves, great plays, and more next week as we follow the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe. Joe will have another great highlight package next week. Still ahead, Nashville Predators head coach Barry Trotz will join me. But coming up next is our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
I would tell you my partner, JD, is going to be the man who holds many of the cards, and he could be kingmaker by the time it's all said and done.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.